Following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
All right, welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
Thank you for all tuning in and listening with, as Roland said, so eloquently put it, Damian Anderson, as well as himself, Roland Hill, as I like to introduce him, as well as the prognosticator himself of the West Coast, one Dave Lockhart.
We got some today's poke skin.
We have several things on the agenda today, from NFL, NBA, MMA, and we're going to start with college football. And ESPN does a great job of this type of documentary. I'd say of they do. It's called 30 for 30. They
30
highlight
30 series.
Yeah, 30 great. 30 series. They highlight Reggie Miller, all different aspects of sports in an era where they delve a little bit more in deep. They don't just scratch the surface. They go underneath and get that little black stuff out your fingernails.
Skinny.
Yeah, yes, they get the real skinny and behinds up. You could just tell that they do their. It's like a movie. They do a great
do
job of production.
Very good job.
Good job. It's I'd say it's a one off piece of sports century.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the glorifying aspect, but the reality.
No, just the reality. It covers everything, the whole gamut, from glory to the not so glorious. Mm-hmm.
So we Dave and I were talking about one running back, Marcus Dupree. Marcus Dupree, a legend in his own right. Back in the day, he was from the Boot, wasn't he?
He's from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Okay, and he went to Oklahoma for
that spelled with an F.
Right. He had a short stint in Oklahoma, did some amazing things, and didn't return. Then went to the AFL. And made some kind of poetic justice, came back and had an opportunity to play for the Rams. And that was the last story that we've seen. However, they just had a story.
This past weekend,
talking about the Pony Express. And it's a little bit before my time. However, I know great running backs, Craig James, as well as Eric Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that stuck out to me, obviously, it was their athleticism. But damn, them shorts were small. Dave, that's what y'all played in? Them curls were large. Shorts were slim. I wouldn't let my daughter out the house.
The curls were wet.
Stuff.
The curls were wet. No question they were. The shorts, you know, and what you mean by my era.
That was your era, Dave.
Dickerson got me by at least 6-7 years.
Okay.
So, okay.
That's my era.
But, you know, I'll tell you this much.
Roll it. Did you have a curl?
A wet
no.
one?
No.
No.
Curl.
No.
Curl.
Do the Jerry
curl.
No, but the documentary was off the chain, and it basically justified what I've been saying for years and years and years, which is they, being the NCAA, will never give a football program the death penalty. And the reason why is because you've seen from the ashes, now they shall return. SMU is now going to bowl games, but it's taken 30 years.
30 years.
The death penalty just decimates entirely the program. So,
what do you think led to that? What do you think?
We know what led to it now.
No, but I'm saying, but situations like that obviously still exist. I mean, we talk about certain situations with Reggie Bush as well as Cam Newton. There's allegations all over the map, Dave.
Sure.
But what would lead to this type of sentence, or as you said, death penalty? Because USC just recently got some type of bowl restrictions, the amount of scholarships that they can award, reduction, as well as in terms that obviously affects an organization in terms of recruiting. And that obviously affects their long-term money and, I guess, a social or public appeal.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe not so much in that USC just signed 4 Under Armour commits.
Right.
You know, but nonetheless, what SMU was doing during that time, you actually can compare to, and granted, they're different sports, ASU baseball, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be a hater, but ASU has had penalties, I think, in excess of 91, what they call major infractions, twice now inside of 5 years. That's exactly what happened to SMU. And what happened? Death penalty.
Right.
Did they give that as a penalty to ASU? No.
But they just got enforced some restrictions.
Yeah, they got some significant restrictions, but, like, for instance, vacation wins, so what? That doesn't mean anything to anyone. But the restrictions.
That's like the Hawaii trip.
Yeah, and I don't mean to go into too much of ASU. Is that why the coach left? Because fired, this was coming down?
Fired? Yeah, that's why. It's my belief. You know?
No, Dave, he stepped down.
right. I don't know why Pat Murphy left, okay? But it seems kind of odd, just like Pete Carroll.
Right, exactly.
Exit stage left.
He knew something was coming. Hey, it's like, hey, bud, they coming.
Exactly.
You know what?
He had somebody
to
look
at. Same thing happened at SMU.
You're right. Ron Meyer was like, all of a sudden, I'm going. Now, they went 10-1, won the Southwest Conference.
What's that Mary J. Blige?
I'm going down. Like a Hindenburg.
Right. Hey, what'd you do with the money?
What's that?
What'd you do with the money?
Stop it. Sing left. You're a funny guy, Roland. Funny guy.
You saw what Ron Meyer did, the exact same thing. Got ghosts.
Exit stage left.
Exit stage left. But, I mean, you know what? How blatant. The reason why it led to a death penalty there is because they had to send a message to SMU because they had already put him on probation.
Repeating.
And we already told you to stop doing this. And then finally, okay, you won't do what we're telling you to do.
Right.
So we're going to just go ahead and cut this program altogether.
And it absolutely did, because, as you said, it took 30 years to get some type of
pulse. Right.
So, you know, in the national scene. It would have kept going. I mean, if they didn't piss that one kid off, you know.
Correct. Yeah.
Right, the offensive lineman.
The linebacker. David Stanley was his name.
It was a lineman from
– You're talking about the Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
He wasn't the one. The straw that broke the camel's back was the linebacker, David Stanley.
Okay, one that was on drugs.
So what happened?
Correct.
Oh, really? He came back, he wanted to play, and they said no.
No. He had gone on drug rehab. He was out of control.
Right.
So they said, okay, we're going to take
care. They liked that, though.
You would think they did.
Right.
He went to, like I said, inpatient rehabilitation, stepped away from the program, and he wanted to come back to the program.
They said,
And they said, Heisman.
They gave
and he said, oh, I got a Heisman for you.
Yeah.
Really?
Channel KMTV. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. He was an odd cat, though. I mean, they all said he was kind of strange.
Well, Dickerson said that he told him himself, do not recruit this guy.
Exactly.
Really?
He said,
telling Dickerson, you're not that big. You're not that big.
Mr. Linebacker said that.
Yeah. Dickerson had to drop some MFs on him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You playing in college. He said, little boy, I'm playing in the NFL. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Went back and told him, do not recruit him. And you saw him throw up his hand. He was like, well, we already know what happened, right?
Yeah.
But, hey, if you didn't get a chance to check it out there, you know, there's an opportunity to buy it on Amazon, I think.
Absolutely.
.com.
The whole collection.
Correct.
And there's several opportunities to watch it again, too.
Sure.
So TiVo, it make it happen. Definitely check them all out if you can.
We'll be getting our ESPN check.
Guys, we want to talk briefly about the Heisman at all. No suspense there. No reason, really.
I think hands down, everyone knew Cam Newton was going to get it.
Right.
Roland didn't think so because he thought with all the allegations surrounding it. But, I mean, as we talked about, he won Davey O'Brien, Maxwell, Walter Camp. He won everything.
He won all the awards.
He won all the awards. And not only that, he could have won the best receiver, best running back. He could have won the Doak Walker. I mean, he led the SEC in rushing. I mean, he was the most outstanding running back, quarterback, and if put it like this, he could have been the top three receivers in the college football right now.
Okay. Cam Newton's dead right now. You got a bowl game coming up, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Play him.
Do you play?
Yes.
Do you play hard?
Roland, it's a national championship. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a $50 million kid right now.
No, he's not a $50 million kid.
What
right
is
now.
He? 60?
I wouldn't say that.
Because he's not going to be the first pick.
Yeah, he's not going to be the first pick.
He's not going to be first pick.
He'll be top 10.
I mean, he'll be a $30 million man.
Really?
30, 40. Yeah, all you do is sign a policy.
And so he gets, you sign a policy.
Yeah, and I'm sure
you do a lawyer's in London.
I'm sure that's handled in between time right now.
Right.
In the leading up to January 10th.
Yeah, January 10th is
leading up
day.
To January 10th, University of Phoenix Stadium, that will be signed and in hand
the
and secured.
Ink will not be dry on that when he takes the field. Okay? Yeah, they're taking
care
of that. Right
now. It will be dry.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Willis McGahee signed his a couple days before he blew his knee out.
Yeah, but Willis McGahee
is not Cam Newton.
Yeah, it's not Cam Newton. Great running back.
Right.
Great running back. Great college career. But, I mean, speaking of college football, obviously the Big Ten came out with this name.
Legends.
Legends and leaders, and they're receiving a lot of criticism for it. People making a lot of fun about it. And even the commissioner Tim Delaney. I think it's the commissioner, right?
Is it Tom or Tim?
Let me break this down. Commissioner, Big Ten commissioner. It's just Delaney. That's what we got right now.
Okay,
but said that he's rethinking the Legends and Leaders name,
and he should be.
And why? But why? It's just a name. What's in a name? Is it what you do with it? I mean, really, does it really matter that much?
Well, no. Personally, does it matter to me? No. But obviously, to the general public, it does, because you're getting all these people casting stones and aspersions.
But why, though? But
haters. Why? Just being haters. You're right. There's
opinion.
No reason why.
Dave, you can't appease everybody.
That's true. Now, if you get that from within your conference, though, perhaps you should revisit it, though. And I don't know if they're receiving any flack from inside of the conference.
Because, I mean, we'll break it down. Legends Division, we got Illinois, Indiana, Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue, Wisconsin, Legends. We have Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Northwestern.
How Nebraska going to be a legend of the Big Ten?
But it's just a name, Dave. It's just the name.
But everybody looks for some type of correlation or nexus between the name and whatever.
Northwestern, I'm going to be real. I mean, Northwestern, I mean, we've continued to get better since like 94, 95.
Sure.
We got some great alum. Otto Graham, one of the best, made the NFL top 100. However, we're not legends in that right, but it's just a name. I don't roll any.
Well, that doesn't mean you're not going to watch Northwestern football.
Absolutely. I don't put that much effort into a name. I'm just like, okay, great. I mean, it can't really be North South or East West. It can't.
Why
that
not?
Can't be it. Because you can't. Because Illinois, Indiana are on different aspects. Ohio State.
Well, you can do it. Really,
you can really do whatever you want.
That's exactly what I was about to say. TCU is playing in the Big East. Come on.
Right. No, you're absolutely
right. We can do pretty much whatever we want. Call it North, South, East, West, whatever division. You could pretty much, again, do whatever you want. Just like you could call it Leaders versus Legends. I don't too much have a problem with it. I think it's odd.
Right.
But it's somewhat unique as well.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that when it comes down to it, people just need to worry about the games that are played.
Sure.
As long as it's their quality. And, I mean, we got, what, 3-11-1 teams going to bowl game?
True.
So, yeah. I mean, I think people talked about the SEC, obviously, the fierce competition and that. How do you think it's going to play out, Dave, in this bowl? I guess summary. Do you think SEC will still have the best record, or is that a clear indicator to you?
Well, that doesn't necessarily or always. We use that as an indicator of indicating that they have the best conference based upon conference wins. But you can look at the Pac-10, who I think last year, outside of U of A doing what they did, they were, did extremely well in bowl games. I wouldn't consider them the top two, let's say, conferences in the country. Would you?
Who's that?
Pac-10. I wouldn't consider them top two.
No, and I really don't think that Oregon's the best team.
Well, you keep jumping on that. You keep saying
that. I don't.
That.
Yeah, I
don't.
Love Oregon.
Huh?
I like Oregon's offense. I love Oregon's offense.
But, Dave, I think that, honestly, and I wouldn't necessarily grab a team out of the Big Ten either, but I can't say I would take a team out of the – I guess I probably would take –
I'd take an SEC team.
I would. Yeah. I would say I'd probably say the best top two teams are arguably – Alabama.
Mm-hmm. I still see I say that too. Even though
and don't get me wrong, I love Wisconsin right now.
Sure.
They're playing some great physical football. I think they could pound it against anybody. They have three really talented running backs.
Sure.
They have an offense that's very serviceable quarterback who could make some throws when he has to.
Doesn't
make a lot of mistakes. And then obviously Ohio State's starting to play well. They're running the ball a lot more, not trying to go with that spread offense and showcase Terrell Pryor, because I think that, as you talked about since the beginning, they're seeing the limitations of his abilities.
Right.
A great athlete, when you're not coached, that you kind of hit that point where you just cap.
But is he not being coached, or is he not being receptive to being coached? See, and that's the
problem.
I
think it's a combination of things.
Okay.
I think that you set those expectations up when you're a coach, Dave, and as we both know, I mean, you're an intelligent person as well as I am. I think that when we were recruited based upon, obviously, athleticism as well as intelligence, and we had the expectations that we will be coached. However, I think this, when players reach a certain magnitude, a la... I don't know. Just throw it out there. A Cam Newton or Terrell Pryor, like, that doesn't happen anymore. It's like more so get talked to, look out this, look out for that. And those coaches feel intimidated by the player. Like, the player is more than the situation.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I don't care if my son is a National Football League player. Boy, you missed a cut.
Yeah.
You need to go back to – you need to pay attention to this. Watch detail. Read your three technique. Understand coverages. We're going to go over the same things that got you there, that made you successful, not stop coaching you.
A lot of times, some of these guys, not to interrupt you, don't necessarily learn the basics. Yeah, you're right. You're getting a little long-winded.
But I was on one.
You were on a roll. But in any event, I mean, sometimes there is coaching that's lacking because you have such dominant or great athleticism.
Right.
Like, generally at the
high
school.
That can compensate for all those errors.
Like, in high school, for instance, Michael Vick, I've seen his film when he was playing in high school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is, I'm just a better athlete than you,
yeah.
Okay? And he had a superior arm, too, and I mean, obviously that's carried over and even now. Right. But his coaching, all that didn't start occurring until he got to college.
To Philadelphia.
Because he wasn't receptive to what they were trying to tell him. And he even acknowledged and admitted that. He's like, I figured I was Michael Vick. You know, we still winning, so what's the problem?
Yeah, he changed man coming out. Huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something about that penitentiary.
But we're going to talk about that change. We're going to talk about that change. And we're going to talk about Mike Vick's Christmas wish list. Before we come back. More on Planet Gridiron Radio. Hit us up at 888-346-9411 with Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart, Damon Anderson.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting, bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk with their combined experience of 60 years in the woods. Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson.
As we're just finishing up, recapping, what were we talking about?
We're
talking about the 30 for 30. We also revisited college football, Big Ten Alliance, Legends and Leaders. Is that right? What's in the name? Just play some great football, fellas. And also, before we went to break, we were talking about Christmas and Mike Vick's wish list.
Yes.
Said he had dogs his whole life. His family suffered. And he would like to own a pet,
a
dog.
He wants a dog.
He wants a dog, specifically a dog, for him and his family for this Christmas season. Should Michael Vick get a dog?
Yeah, why not?
Not while on probation. Well, when he's done with probation, apparently in 2012.
I mean, do we believe in? This guy spent 18 months in a federal penitentiary. Do we believe
in
rehabilitation?
You don't think he should have a dog?
I don't have a problem with him having a dog, but he may have very well, in the eyes of many.
They can modify his terms of probation.
I mean, ain't nobody going to give him a dog.
Peter's
going to
be at his house every day.
Well, exactly. No, the Humane Society, the guy says, it's okay. You know, he's considering it.
Well, I mean, hey, you know what? He can buy whatever he wants. I mean, it's legal to own a dog once he's no longer on probation, and they're saying you cannot have a dog. Yeah, he's on probation right now.
No, but I'm saying, but when he's off probation, he could have a dog?
Absolutely. He has no longer any terms that he has to follow. He's done.
Okay. I thought that was for life. No,
lifetime probation occurs to them special SO people. They have lifetime probation.
Okay,
not what we're dealing with here. You don't get lifetime probation for killing a dog.
He didn't just kill a dog.
Well, you don't, for dogs with an S and a Z, you don't get lifetime probation. So, in any event, you know, he paid his debt to society. If he feels and he wants to buy a gun, excuse me, a dog, then he very well should be able to buy a dog. Now, if he does something that he shouldn't do illegally with a dog, then we know what we're going to do with him again.
Exactly.
Right. But, I mean, I think that he's done the right thing. Obviously, his play has spoken for himself. He's the athlete that everyone thought he was leaving Virginia Tech, as well as being that number one overall draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they're saying he's doing all the right things,
sure.
Meeting with groups.
Off the field,
on the field, and even in talking to players on that young team that they have in terms of all the receivers, Jeremy Maclin, DeSean Jackson, even the running back in
LeSean McCoy.
Man, they're all looking up to him.
No,
man.
They're all under, like, age 24. And
guys from the other team getting his autograph.
And they're like, yep. Mike Vick, don't associate with him. You know what I mean? He's within the confines of the stadium, but afterwards, he knows when to say when.
Because he's 30. Absolutely right. And you hope as you one graduates, gets older, they become more mature.
After you spend 18 months.
Time in the pen.
Well, no, you grow up, you know.
Yeah. After you spend
you
18.
After
so
you
you're trying to say, so what you're suggesting is you do the same things at 31 that you did at 21.
Pretty much. I mean, in that setting. In the National Football League setting, and I don't know who Michael Vick was,
okay.
So I'm not going to cast judgment. All I just know that based on his, and I come from Chicago, where I was aware of dogfighting.
Wilmington,
moved there when I was 14, but I come from Chicago, and I was aware of an environment where there was dogfighting. And I mean, to me, it was just something that I wasn't associated with.
It was disgusting.
I like more so pit bulls for their look, not necessarily because of their aggression or anything. And I feel as though
growing up, our neighbor had dogs. He had 15 pits in the back.
And I feel as though that it's not necessarily the breed, it's the owner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just, but that's all. Yeah. That's a whole nother story.
It's true.
That's a whole nother story.
I disagree with that.
Huh?
Anything that was bred at one time to help bring down cattle don't need to be around me. Okay, and that's why that thing was ripped.
What you got, a poodle?
I got nothing. I'm glad my kids are allergic
to
dogs.
Your bloodlines were bred to do work. So what does that mean?
And I do work.
Okay. But you don't till no gardens. You don't pick no cotton.
I'm not in the Motisa tribe now.
They got machines for that cotton now.
Exactly.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, things happen.
I don't want nothing around me like that, okay?
they're good dogs. And I say it's the owner, not the breed.
So
hey, we've got Ira and Efren at home listening on the radio, on the computer.
Shout out to Ira. Efren.
Yes, definitely so.
And everyone, happy holidays.
Yeah.
Christmas, Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad,
Hanukkah, all
the above.
Pay the bills.
We got a whole bunch of different colors in the studio, and we appreciate all colors, shades, ethnicities, everything. But also in NFL
Jesse
news,
Jackson
did you guys see the clip of the Metrodome collapsing?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
How many times could you see it over? And everyone, I
loved
it. I loved it. I loved it over and over again.
I'd like to be that guy on the golf cart in there, right?
I mean, that was just crazy. I mean, just talk
probably
about Mother Nature,
him,
how
man.
We're not in control.
Yeah.
Imagine if there was a game. You know, they were playing. Like, that was crazy.
I don't think they'd have been in there with all that snow on.
Right, because I'm assuming they performed in some form of inspection
you
prior
think?
To the game.
You think?
Yeah. Well, see, they called it off before it collapsed.
They did.
Right.
Yeah,
the game was already called.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were a little bit more involved than I was in that story.
Do we want to move this to D.C. since we're talking about NFL?
No, hold on. We're making our way because we got Brett Favre.
Okay.
Ended his streak of 272,035,722 games.
That streak should end in 100 games or go as far as
Is his career over?
Yeah, this
it
is
should
it.
Be.
This is done.
It should
this
be.
Is it. No more.
It's sad the way he's got to go out, but.
Sure.
But
you know what? He brought
that
upon
himself. I think he can't wait until the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. He made a bad decision.
A couple.
He has made multiple bad decisions.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, and I just wish him the best. I mean, he's going to have a lot of things to do outside of football.
Really?
I think so.
I think he kind of hurt himself.
I think the people still love Brett Favre.
He got a fishing show somewhere in Mississippi?
No, but I think he still, I mean, he got Wrangler. He got people want to be.
Oh, I understand that.
He is the face of the NFL. People are going to want to be associated with him.
Yeah, because he's not going to have a show.
No, I'm not saying the show.
Okay.
I'm just going to be like maybe in some type of some form of capacity in relation to he'll still be around the game.
But guys, don't you think he may just be very well happy with going back home to Mississippi?
But he's not, Dave. Mm-hmm. 20 years. I mean, he's a guy that was as we've seen embellishes the moment. He loves to be. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. There's some uncertainty. I'm going to ride around in
Mississippi.
I'm going to roll
coaching.
Around in my 7F50, 4320 dually lifted jack, lifted jacked up Ford Excursion with a forklift on the back and drive around
to
be seen.
You'll probably coach where his dad coached there at his high school.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say is wherever he goes, he could provide, I guarantee, some insight to the game. Do 20 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Just in the National
good.
Football
no,
League.
No, nobody's going to say
he's going to be all right.
I don't think anybody's going to say that that's not true, what you just said. I mean, he certainly is a wealth of knowledge.
So, talking about, as you said, Washington.
Donovan.
I mean, they've had some history of coaches, man. Sure. Going there just past, I would say, past their time. We had, what's his name, come back for
Gibbs.
The second time?
Joe Gibbs.
And you could just tell the game had
passed him by.
Schottenheimer as well, just a little bit disconnected. Is Shanahan...
He crazy.
Okay, I was going to say,
he just straight up crazy.
I mean, you got the whole situation, and I get it. I understand with Haynesworth. I'm like, dude, I don't care if I give you $100 million, $26 million. You got to learn how to damn play more than one position, son. You know what I mean? You got to be diversified. I get it. I signed you to be a defensive lineman, but you got to be able to do something else. You know what Money Mike saying Friday? Them ass ain't supposed to just be Hazel. It's supposed to do some goddamn work around here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. You gotta be out there working, man. I'm sorry. It's just like, say, for example, that Dave, I'm gonna give in Roland you could identify with. Everybody be able to understand that. Just say, for example, any job you do, situations change, you have to be able to adapt.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, you can't, oh, this is what I run, I'm a 4-3, I'll run the 4-3. No, buddy. You get $26 million, you better be able to play every position.
You do whatever I tell you to do.
You're right. We got this special trick play.
Exactly.
Where you come in. All right, coach. You know what I mean? I'm an employee, and that's all it is. But I just think sometimes people get money, get entitled. But another situation. Donovan McNabb.
Benched.
Is benched.
Third string.
Not only is he benched,
he's third string. And this
he's
is done. All.
Is
and Rex, and Rex Grossman took no snaps this week with the ones.
Right.
And basically was called up to the coach of Shanahan's office and was like, I'm starting this week.
What happened there?
Shanahan briefly said that there was a conversation, and he said he couldn't guarantee him that he would even be here on the team next year.
I don't think he wants
But Donovan McNabb has a contract where they have up until the day before the season starts to cut him.
And the money's not guaranteed, right?
And the money's not guaranteed. So, that being said, teams can't really prepare to have him on their team.
Sure. He needs to go ahead. So if he's not your guy, and this is clear, he's not, go ahead and let him go.
I agree.
Just go ahead and let him go.
I agree.
Yeah, just let him go. Just out of respect for what the man has accomplished.
But you talk about respect, Dave. And that's one thing that Donovan McNabb has been his entire career.
Let me ask you a question, though. Being in the NFL, hadn't been in the NFL, are people that shitty in the NFL? Will they hold him up?
Oh, yeah.
Will they
I
hold
believe
him
that.
Just to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, it's all about a business. It comes down to a competitive advantage.
But business or just being just
crappy.
Bad?
Just. Instead of
letting him go, hold him up until, you know what I mean?
You know what? Some coaches, I remember listening to Jimmy Johnson when he said.
Well, look, a prime example. You see certain situations. I'm trying to think about. I'm trying to remember the quarterback's name. And,
what team?
It doesn't matter, but I can't think about it. But a lot of those situations happen where they wait till after the draft, or they wait until the draft comes in. Their players like, oh, okay, they're good enough. See ya.
Jimmy Johnson did that to Jack Del Rio.
Okay,
that was the one. He said that when he drafted Zach Thomas, he said you could tell in the first minicamp that he was going to be our starting linebacker. And so he went to Jack Del Rio and said, hey, I'm going to release you now so you can latch on with another team. And he did. He went on and latched on, I think it was Minnesota, and he played a few more years. But he said the reason why is because he knew that
– It's about respect.
He respected him.
But it's in life. I wouldn't just say it's the NFL rolling it. I mean, it just becomes so huge and so publicized because of the magnitude of the league and the popularity that it has. But that's in any business. I mean, you're going to meet some people that are very – forthcoming, very open, very honest, and you're going to meet other people that
they're
won't let you. They're underhanded. Yeah. They won't let you know about any type of situation. Just like, say, for example, in the broadcasting, some people smile on your face. Next minute, they're talking about you on the radio. I mean, that's just life.
Well, my building owner, where I rent my space, sold the building, didn't tell nobody, but we got a memo. It was brought to us by the.
But how can people, if they need, let's drop Dave some love. If they need legal service, how can they contact you, Dave?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't have no business. No, just kidding.
If someone needs some help, some legal advice,
they can always swing by, 1440 East Washington Street, Suite 10. That's in Phoenix, folks.
Say it one more time.
1440 East Washington Street. That's Suite 10, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And the phone number
is by the courthouse.
602. Not too far from it, sir. 602-254-0311.
And how are things? I mean, do you see many? I mean, you don't have to drop any names. Do you see many celebrity or sports related people involved in court or have Have you seen any?
Yeah, I actually have. Most people have either completed their careers or maybe were even a star, let's say, for instance, in the collegiate level.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them. And actually, it's a sad case, usually one, if I'm seeing you
mm-hmm.
and you're that, well, anyone, but a person that had means and now is seeking the appointment of defense counsel because you don't have any more money.
And that's a whole nother show.
Trying to save their money.
But that's a whole nother show.
But no, that's a whole nother show. Fill out a financial affidavit.
No, and Dave, that's a whole nother show that we need to talk about at some point. Just in talk in that longevity of careers and how people aren't prepared for that transition.
Sure.
But more on Planet Gridiron Radio with yours truly, Damian Anderson, Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart. Will be more. I want to hear your voice though. 888-346-9144. We'll talk more NFL, NBA. The Heat's on a roll, man.
Let's stay
the
on.
Trifecta, Celtics, tripod,
Spurs, Mavs.
York. Going to New York, what's going to happen?
Mello, you talking about? Or just...
No, Heat.
Going to New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I think I'm winning that. Stoudemire, he's balling, though.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
I'm bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Y'all mad about pushing it down the field? Well, you know that guy. You are 4-9 now.
We're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host Damian Anderson.
And as we were talking about, we were recapping a little bit about the Brett Favre dealings and Mike Vick going on in the NFL. And we also, there's a couple other big stories.
Sure.
Sal Alossi.
Yeah. Got, yeah, talking about the special teams. Strength coach
for the New York Jets.
Jets, yeah.
Told him to build a wall.
Got suspended.
Indefinitely
for the season. And they said they're going to evaluate it. Coach Rex Ryan talking about.
I don't think. You know what he may? But I don't think he should lose his job.
You don't think he should lose his job?
I think he should use his job.
I think he should get sued. I think the guy he tripped should sue him.
What's the damage?
Well, he ain't a player. He could have.
I mean, there's just the magnitude of the situation. The fact that we talk about Michael Vick. We talk about a guy.
What's the damage?
No, we talk about Michael Vick.
That's
what
they're going to ask you in the court.
Hold on.
What's the damage?
We talk about Michael Vick. We talk about rehabilitation. We talk about forgiveness.
Sure.
And
he tripped up a player. And that's wrong.
And that's totally wrong.
It is.
And I think that a strength coach losing, what they say, some upwards around $25,000 to $50,000 for their salaries, that's
a significant
amount of money. And I think that he made a bad case of judgment.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people do that. And I think that we have this perception of what the world's supposed to be, that we make these perfect rules for imperfect people.
Correct.
You know, and I think what happens is...
Well, his resume is good enough. He can get a job somewhere else.
Well, no, he shouldn't lose his job for one transgression.
I don't think he should lose his job. I think that he's been... It's definitely been addressed in a severe way, and deservedly so.
It should be. I don't disagree with what they did with him. Okay, I just don't think it should result in a man losing his job for doing something like that.
But the special teams coach even went further on the subject, talking about that that's what teams do in strategy moments where they build a wall there, and that a team up north, implying that the New England Patriots is very good at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, receive some criticism.
But they tripping people.
But what happened?
Maybe they have them, but you didn't observe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the sky and the eye.
It didn't happen.
But, I mean, not only that, Dave. I mean, he's going to be addressed and maybe fined, or it's definitely going to be taken into consideration by the NFL.
Absolutely it is.
I mean, for even talking like that, the strength coach, I don't know his name, so it's eluding me right now. But
Sal Alossi?
No, not the strength
coach. You're talking about special teams coach.
Special teams coach for talking about it and basically ridiculing. It's against company policy, NFL policy, to talk like that about other opposing teams. So he's going to be probably
reprimanded of some sort,
definitely. I mean, do you think that this is a problem in the NFL?
What, trying to gain an upper an advantage? Or yeah, you're dealing with men and a bunch of testosterone.
You're dealing with the game.
Within the game.
No, I'm saying you're dealing with the game. And what some people say, what do they say? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right. Everybody's trying to win, right? Because there's an extremely enticing benefit out there for you to win.
I mean, the saying goes, if you don't get caught, you ain't trying hard enough.
Well, I don't know about that.
The Raiders even had a motto. You know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Okay? So, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. The game is extremely competitive. Everyone's looking for an edge.
Right.
And we see that almost at every level, too. You see it on high school with a coach who's finding a wristband.
I mean, I know in youth football, I was scouting some teams.
Exactly. He's scouting. That's not cheating.
I had a video camera. I was like, okay.
He's not cheating, but he's scouting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so
I'm trying to read coach's lips some plays just so I know what's going on.
That's bad sportsmanship.
Bluetooth me run. That's
Chandler Gate right now.
Blitz, Drake. Blitz, A-gap. Blitz. But no, I mean, like you said, Dave, I mean, I echo those same sentiments when it comes down to people are looking for a competitive end.
So you don't think he should have lost his job? You think he should keep his job?
Well, I think he's been, I mean, obviously his name, his everything.
Reputation's been solid.
Reputation been soiled due to his bad choice of decision making at that time. And I mean, he's been.
And Michael Vick can't have a dog.
Michael Vick is going to be.
Court said he could not have a dog. So.
Temporarily. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, Michael Vick spent 18 months in jail. I mean, he owned a dog fighting ring. I mean, he like we said, we talk about rehabilitation. We talk about forgiveness, second chance. He has to do his second chance. That's what he's doing. You can't compare killing 52 dogs to tripping a dude on a football field. I mean, talk about the things that are going on within the game.
Apples and oranges.
Right. I mean, talk about the thing that goes on between the game. I could tell you about some stories that I had under the pile, and some of it would be illegal.
Exactly. Well, everything in football that happens on each play is illegal. I mean, within the context of, you know, humanity.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right, true. Okay. Exactly.
Assault? On every single play, assault.
So, I mean, we got to talk about some things real quick. We talk about the Patriots. Talking about them,
continued
they're looking
dominance.
Amazing.
Yeah, continued dominance.
I mean, they smashed the Jets, went through the Bears. I did not expect that to happen at all.
Because if we go back and review picks.
And we go over history and forecasting, this wasn't supposed to happen.
We don't even have to do all that. All we got to do is go back to last Friday. Why we got to go all back now?
I'm just talking about the Bears playing at home. I mean, historically, Patriots don't play well. Chicago plays well at home, and they've had Jay Cutler. We talked about had 118 quarterback rating, doing well. Defense was creating turnovers, and it didn't matter.
No, the Patriots went through them like a knife through
hot butter. But I mean, speaking of we all know. I think that they're the clear favorite in the AFC.
In the
right
AFC,
now.
They are. They have
I mean, I think. I mean, I would throw the Steeler defense in there because they haven't really seen that. And although the Jets defense is well, I mean, very good. I don't think that they're that Steeler ready right now.
Right.
But in terms of the NFC.
It's all.
Who do you think's the favorite right now? And I got mine.
You either got Atlanta or you got New Orleans. I think at this point. And if you want to throw a third team in there, you could say the New York Giants. But I think they turned the ball over a little bit too much. But I know it's a lot of buts here. they have a very nice combination running game, right, working between Bradshaw and Jacobs at this point. That, you know, kind of takes the pressure off of Peyton.
I do like New York. However, they're not my favorites. I like Philly.
I do like Philly,
but my favorite in this, my best team is going to represent the NFC because they're going to have home field advantage is Atlanta Falcons. And what's that? What's your boy have a 19-1 record at
home?
At
home, yeah, absolutely.
So I mean, he's doing big things there. They don't lose at home. Matt Ryan. They got the run game running going well with Snelling as well.
Michael LeBurner Turner
and Roddy White has just turned
out. He is the man, isn't he?
Talk about a long career and playing well. Tony Gonzalez is doing absolutely major things this year. And that defense.
And the defense has been showing
up. You don't even know who they are.
I know. I don't really know many names. But they, yeah.
And they're just playing well. For y'all. You guys got NFL Sunday tickets?
I don't do that, no. You can go to any bar and do that. Yeah. You can go buy some chicken wings. And
we just know what it is. But speaking of the NFC, let's go out west. Who's going to finish 7-9 and win this thing, Dave?
You know what? That's interesting. I think at this juncture, you have to give a nod to Seattle. I think Seattle is better than San Francisco. I do. Really? Based on what I saw last night, that was I'm going to say T.O., a debacle. it was awful, man.
I mean, speaking of the Colts, I mean, Vincent Jackson came back 3 TDs.
Chargers, you mean?
Yeah, Chargers. Vincent Jackson. No, I'm saying that's who they played. That's who San Fran played last night. I mean, they won, what was it, 6 of the last 7?
It was
6 of the last 8, something like that.
34-7. They manhandled.
No, but I'm saying, like, just
going into the game.
Can they surpass the Chiefs? Do you think that can happen?
They're playing out of a hole.
You can because you remember we're still dealing with the fact that Castle had surgery and we saw how poorly Brady Croyle is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're
totally
doing
different team.
Totally different. What they're doing things is margin of error is very small when you play with good special teams, great defense,
and a serviceable we talked about, serviceable quarterback.
Serviceable quarterback with a good running game.
And that doesn't make mistakes. And then when you have a serviceable quarterback that makes mistakes, it levels the playing field and gives teams opportunities.
So the Chargers are playing. They can't afford to make any mistakes.
They can't because of what they're playing early in the year,
but the Chiefs they're with the Chargers being so close,
their margin of error is
very minimal. So we talk about Mike Vick. Is he an MVP candidate?
He is a candidate, no question that he is.
But does he win?
He doesn't win.
You have to give it to Brady.
Brady, if they keep winning and Rivers doing what he's doing, Rivers is a good competitor against him for the NFC for the NFL MVP.
He's got to be.
Look at what he's done.
People like winners, and he's out in the West.
And the West hurts him.
The East and the Midwest have a huge TV market. Everyone knows Tom Brady, Dave. He's the face of the NFL. They have a rule for him. you got to get up and tackle the quarterback. You can't just tackle the quarterback no more because Tom Brady, man.
Oh, no, you can blow on him, and you'd be sitting up in there with a $15,000 fine. So,
right.
You know, they even
created... He looks at the ref, and then they throw
like,
oh,
they did
right,
do that.
Right.
Yeah. So you're not going to throw that, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay, there you go.
You see Giselle? You see her over there?
Right.
You know, so I don't know, man. But he's having a great year. He is one heck of a year.
What about Jags and the Colts for this AFC South?
I
go with Peyton.
I am. I'm about to say that, too, because let's be honest.
They're going to get healthy, and they're going to peak at the right point in time.
Not only that, the win that they had against the Colts, what? One in Jacksonville, and it took a 59-yard field goal.
But, Dave, the win is win.
Oh, no, right. But I agree. A win's a win. I'm not going to knock them for winning the game, but let's look at how they got there. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and part of that is also you have to impute that upon the Colts as well because they didn't play as well either that day.
Okay.
Okay. So, if you had, I'm going to always go with Peyton Manning in that situation.
Okay. Well, speaking of selections, do we go with Kitna
or
Romo?
You still go with Romo.
If you're Jason Garrett, what do?
You still go with Romo.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
There's no reason.
Are you that much better with Romo?
Are you
Do you play the hot hand, as one would say? You got a point guard off the bench doing it.
Yeah.
Do you put Steve Nash back in?
Yeah. I'm going with that, yeah.
That's why you're on the show with me right now.
I guess so, because you know who does not go with that philosophy is Belichick. Remember when Brady, going back to the Brady Bledsoe situation, you know,
he played the hot hand.
And
but I think you have to go with what's working. I think that's where it comes down to.
And it's easy from the outside looking in.
Absolutely.
But if you ask me right now, I would still go with Romo. I think he gives you the better chance to win the game, I think.
So did you guys see, talking about, I just want to switch gears a little bit. Did any of you guys, I know that we're not huge MMA fans, but did anyone see the fight?
Kochak versus St. Pierre?
St. Pierre.
I just read about it.
My understanding, it
was very dominating on one side.
It was very, GSP, I mean, he's held this record since 2007. That's what people don't understand because there's so many, I guess, celebrities in MMA with, you know, you got your big boy Brock Lesnar, you got Anderson Silva. But one thing that GSP is done. He's a pillar of consistency. He's a beast.
He's
a beast. And Josh Koscheck is an All-American, four-time All-American. I think wrestling All-American as well as national champion.
Let me ask you, where do you wrestle, by the way?
It doesn't matter. I don't even know. But I don't think it's like a Big Ten school, Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, one of them. But GSP handled him.
And that's what I heard.
And this eye, Dave, was just disgusting. It looked like he had Roland sitting in it, just in the eye socket, just trying to just beating it out, beating its way out. And, I mean, it was just bad.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I want to see. I think it's going to be a mega fight where everyone talks about Pacquiao, Mayweather. He just got arrested. I mean, talk about people, but Mayweather did. But I want to see this. I want to see Anderson Silva versus GSP.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a mega fight. I think it needs to happen.
Now, are they the same weight class?
GSP would have to move up.
Right, that's what I thought.
And probably, I mean, he's fighting normally at 185, but he's also fought at 205 Anderson Silva.
Okay.
So, but they say in the offseason, GSP is normally around 200 pounds. So, I mean, that'd be a great fight. Speaking of fights, we'll be back talking about the Heat versus the Knicks, more NBA, NFL, and just your world of sports. More Planet Gridiron Radio. Hit us up at 888-346-9144. Roland Hill, Dave Lockhart, Damon Anderson.
Get at us.
Be back in a minute.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on. It will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, speak up.
Speak up
or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Yeah. We're back here on Planet Gridiron with your host, Damian Anderson.
And it's been a great show. We've talked about all things sports, and we make our way to the brown ball, NBA. We got some great, I guess, stories happening. The trifecta down in Miami is starting to play well. We got Stoudemire in New York doing his thing.
Balling.
What is it, 9 games of 30 points or more?
Which is
a new Knick record. I want to say that he is a couple behind. Dave, throw it out there.
Probably Ski Row T. Rockefeller. No, I'm just
No, but I mean, he's only trailing by like 2 games.
Yeah, Albert King, I would think.
All-time record. I mean, it's a notable name, but I mean, also we got the Celtics playing well.
Extremely well. Spurs?
Spurs playing well.
Mavericks?
Mavericks, as well as you got the Lakers,
yeah.
As always, I mean, they're we talk about consistency.
Oh yeah, man, yeah, don't forget about them, son. Yeah, next.
So, Roland trying to be a son's now, right? Suns are playing well, aren't they?
Yeah.
But no, so I mean, Roland talked about earlier. We a little bit of foreshadowing. The Heat go to
yes,
New York.
New York.
So, yeah. I mean, what can we expect from this team, Dave? As you said, yeah, they're balling, but they're not playing anybody.
They're not playing the highest level of competition. So I'm pretty interested in seeing what they're going to do.
But
they're being the heat, that is.
Do you see a rowdy crowd? Do you see
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Everybody, New York.
Against LeBron?
It's New York.
Huh?
It's New York.
Does Spike Lee start doing the Dougie? Does it take on a new whole MJ Spike Reggie Miller type feel? Or
I guess we will soon see, because you know usually Spike Lee, his bantering is focused on one. Now you have your choice of three or maybe two and a half.
But okay? I think he just goes at LeBron. If you want to get camera time, you don't go to Chris Bosh.
Come on,
you don't go to Wade.
Well, don't forget, New York thought that LeBron was coming there. They thought they had a chance at him.
Yeah. That is true.
You can't. To me, that's ridiculous. We already talked about this. You can't get upset with ifs and wishes and impossibilities.
But they're fans.
Like, dog, I was one number off winning the lottery. No, you weren't.
You lost. At the end of the day, you lost.
And you tell her that's your claim to fame for the rest of your life. No, you just lost. Stop talking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with it. I mean, but I'm watching this, and there's a heated rivalry. They showed Alonzo Mourning fighting the Knicks.
Yeah, back in the day with Allen Houston. Yeah. And it used to be a pretty heated.
How long ago?
Van Gundy's hair came off in one game.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
he bit somebody, it looked like, or he was getting kicked and got hit in the eye.
Yeah, had to get stitches. So, are they going to remember this, or are they just going to go out there and play? I mean, because I really think that stat, all these guys are friends when it comes down to it. I think it's a different era. Yeah, it's competitive. Yes, they want to win, but I don't see LeBron.
Hatred and vitriol.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see the piercing, menacing eyes and just going out there. I didn't see it from Mike either, but Mike fought some people on the court.
He throwed them dogs.
I think Reggie Miller got under everyone's skin.
Absolutely.
And everyone wanted
he
to fight.
He just seemed like the guy, you know?
Yeah.
Busty.
Yeah, right.
Skinny dude that just can just shoot lights out.
Just talk
the whole game.
It's like, yep.
So does LeBron go in and shoot 50 tonight?
No, I think he
ain't going for 50, but he's going to ball.
Yeah.
He's going to ball.
I think he's going to take a similar type of approach, because it worked, that he did in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just go out there, play his game, let the game come to him. When he takes over, when he has opportunities to take over.
And
as we know, get the crowd out of it. Dunk a couple times.
So he'll shush.
But the problem is, the Knicks can respond with stat. Stat's going to be able to respond and be able to put.
But he's only one person.
He is. But if
I'm a team, let Stat beat me. Let him score.
Well, I would agree with that too.
And we're going to beat you.
But don't let Ray Felton. Don't let Wilson Chandler beat you.
Don't let
Gallardo or whatever. Gallardi beat you. I understand that. Don't let them get off. But you know what? The Knicks, if you look at them, they're somewhat long, though, too. Because, like I said, those names, Wilson Chandler, I think Gallardi, and forgive me if I'm beating up his name, those are long 6'9", 6'10", type guys.
I mean, when we talk about how good the Celtics are, they just played the Celtics very down to the stretch
last minute. Yeah, absolutely. And we've already seen how the Celtics have manhandled the Heat.
Hey, is there a team, New Jersey Nets?
Get the Clippers, Brooklyn. You talking about them San Diego Clippers?
But no, I mean, and we talk about Stat, and I mean, I will admit, I was one of the people that said Stat won't be that guy going to New York that he was. I thought that Steve Nash made him who he was, because we saw it happen with other players in terms of Sean Marion and other players that left. They weren't that guy anymore. You know, they weren't that athleticism. They weren't that action.
So
on the field.
Is Stat who we
Stat's
he
for
was?
Real.
He's Stat's a real deal, but everybody knew he was talented, no question. And as much as we might say, yeah, he takes games off.
But is he playing defense, Dave? I think that's what it came down to. I mean, he's always got rebounds, always cool.
And he always worked on his game. You remember he came in as purely a dunker when he was a rookie, but then he added the outside shot. Then he added the post-up game. Then he added, you know, now I can hit free throws.
Keep working at it.
Can he play on the other end in terms of defense when he wants to?
Right.
When he wants to.
So, I mean, I know that we're staying and we're going to beat this dead horse. I mean, but we got Melo.
Carmelo.
I mean, still playing well. Yep. And many will say that he's going to leave that team and go to potentially the Knicks.
He says he doesn't want to go. He will not agree to any long-term trade. Or he will, but he will only sign a long-term extension.
Right. Well, I mean, he's leaving is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
And like I said, potentially the Knicks. Are they an immediate, with Amari and Melo, are they an immediate
threat to the,
yeah, to the Celtics, Heat, everyone.
Absolutely.
Or even the Lakers.
I don't know necessarily the Lakers, because two will make you extremely competitive. I think we can all agree with that.
Pippen Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, we can easily say that. It all depends on the supporting cast. And when you look at the Knicks supporting cast at this time, if you infused Melo, yes, I think they ascend to being a serious threat to
And Dave, and I'll go one step further. I mean, people really downplayed Melo. at how good he is. But, I mean, he's been right there stat for stat with LeBron.
He's a scorer, no question.
Ever since he came out. And I just think that, obviously, LeBron, the magnitude of his career since high school, but Melo went to Syracuse.
Yep.
Did amazing. Did they win the national championship?
They did as a freshman.
He won as a freshman, left. And got drafted top, whatever, overall.
Right. He was in the same draft with Melo, Wade, and LeBron.
And LeBron, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. All of them were together.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to say is that he's been synonymous with a great player. However, he's never gotten that respect. And do you think it's because of the Denver market or because he just basically doesn't have that star appeal?
That has something to do with it, that being the market.
The market.
I'm not going to say necessarily star appeal, because you do still see, you know, documentaries. He has some BET things working. Right. His wife is Lala. So all that's going to bring
us
in.
Does anyone really know who that is? Do you
Lala's
know who Lala
milk,
is?
Yeah.
I remember her.
Ooh, Lala.
I remember her on MTV.
That's how I know her.
But she's on talking about getting married and all these things.
Sure. I think, what was she on? 106 and Park.
106 and Park.
That's where I remember.
But really, being in Denver, you think that market?
I think that hurts him to some degree.
But
it does.
Utah.
And they got to win. But I don't want to spend too much time on it. We got to get to them picks.
Okay, let's pull them up, player.
We got
and don't be hating.
We got Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
Cincinnati going with them. Okay. Washington and Dallas.
Dallas.
Houston, Tennessee.
Houston.
Aaron, Tennessee.
I don't care.
Houston.
Chris Johnson had his first 100-yard game last week.
Yeah, but he's leading the league in the most 100-yard games.
Houston. Okay. Jacksonville, Indiana.
But he's leading
Indiana.
Okay, I agree with you. Indiana,
what
yes, sir, Dave.
Indiana, Jacksonville.
Indiana. Okay. KC, St. Louis.
Ooh. At St. Louis, right?
At St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Is Castle back?
He's practiced. They don't say he's back yet.
KC.
I take KC.
Yep. Okay. Buffalo, Miami. At Miami.
Miami.
Agreed. Philly, New York.
New York.
It's at New York, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm taking Philly.
Mike Vick, big city. I'm going with Mike Vick. Detroit, Tampa Bay. It's going to be a good game right here.
Everybody's starting to get hurt, though. Everybody's starting to get hurt for Tampa
Bay. Who's
this?
They're at home.
Who is?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa
Detroit,
Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I'll take Tampa Bay.
Agreed. Arizona, the one in, 13? Carolina?
Yeah, Carolina. Yep. Cardinals.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yep. New Orleans, yep. Baltimore. Ooh, good game.
That's right a good here. Game, but New Orleans, because that defense is not that good. After I watched them fall apart against Houston, uh-uh.
Okay.
Gotta
okay.
go.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I like Drew Brees.
Yep.
What do you got, bro?
Baltimore.
Okay. Atlanta, Seahawks.
Atlanta. And they're flying out to Seattle, too, but I still take them out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. They got smashed by who they played earlier this year.
Somebody.
KC, wasn't it?
Rung them out. Yeah, rung them out.
We got Denver, Oakland.
It's going to rain.
Denver, Oakland. Excuse me.
Hands
Oakland.
Down. After that, that debacle.
Debacle.
The Cardinals, man. New York. I mean, why didn't Tebow play? Why do you think Tebow didn't play, man? I mean, it was just bad.
Not ready.
All right.
Not ready.
He's number two quarterback.
Not ready.
Skelton gets to play. And
right, yeah.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be.
Number one overall draft pick, fifth round draft. You got to play him, man. It's that bad, you got to play him. New York Jets. Ooh, Pittsburgh.
Pitt.
Hands down. I agree with you. Green Bay. New England.
New England because, well.
And they play him at home.
Yeah.
And your boy got a number two concussion.
Right. Flynn is playing. He's starting.
Yep. All right, New England, hands down. Chicago, Minnesota.
Where is it? Oh,
they're playing at that. They're playing Minnesota outdoors.
Outdoors, Chi-Town.
I'm gonna go with Minnesota again.
Tavares is out and Favre is out.
I'm going with Minnesota because they're gonna give AP.
Yeah, but
remember that cold game? He was like a rookie or second year.
Yeah,
and he
but Chicago
is
gonna just stack the line.
Yeah, but damn, whatever. AP, hands down. I like AP. That's a wrap, fellas.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's been another great show for.
Rolling Hill.
Dave Lockhart here.
And your boy, Damian Anderson. I appreciate you guys listening to us here on Voice America Sports Network, Planet Gridiron Radio. And I want some thoughts, man. I'm thinking about changing this name. So, change the name of the show.
From Planet Gridiron?
Yep, to like Roll D.A. Damian. I don't know your thoughts. Hit us up. Email us. And let us know what your thoughts are.
Oh, one of y'all. Yeah.
See you guys next week. Planet Gridiron Radio on the Voice America Sports
See
Network.
You when we see
Happy
you.
Holidays.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.